It has survived the test of time. A bond forged by common democratic ideals and values, so says the US State Department, that has withstood challenges, embraced changes, no matter the difference between its leaders. It was Winston Churchill himself, half American by way of his mother, who coined the phrase the special relationship, and a sentiment echoed by the current Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who continued to hold a US green card while he was the Chancellor of the Exchequer.
He's a Stanford man.
But it is not without its tests, not least for the UK, still adapting to life outside the European Union.
The UK is no longer part of one of the largest markets in the world. It is on its own. It hasn't, you know, sorted out its relationship with Europe. That's improving. That helps. But America can no longer look to the UK as the country that it feels most comfortable with. That's part of one of the biggest markets in the world.
But it's not just a question of economics. Defence forms a major part of the ties between London and Washington, such as AUKUS, a recently formed strategic trilateral alliance between Australia, the UK and the US in the Indo-Pacific region. Britain beat off competition from France to build nuclear-propelled submarines. France called it a stab in the back. Yet the UK's decision to leave support for Ukraine after the 2022 Russian invasion as part of a transatlantic response left the US in no doubt of the country's continuing military goals and objectives. There will be much to discuss during Mr. Sunak's trip to Washington, and not least of all the ongoing war in Ukraine, which has strengthened ties between the US and the UK. And while the relationship between the former Prime Minister Boris Johnson and President Biden perhaps fell a little short of special, there is a renewed interest on both sides to repair that. Part of that involves stemming the rapid advances in artificial intelligence, which experts warn could cause human extinction. The US and the EU are already collaborating on the issue, while the UK is pitching itself as an international hub for AI regulation. Less severe than the EU, but tougher than the US, and opening up a new technological frontier in this historical partnership. Sonia Gallego, Al Jazeera, London.